You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's another update on the Amber Alert from Portage County last week. The mother of 6-year-old Ruby Lehman has been arrested. Chelsea J. Lehman is now in custody. The district attorney in Portage County says 6-year-old Ruby was not abducted. Rather, she walked away from her home to look for her uncle, Jordan Coyle, who she refers to as Dad. Coyle is a registered sex offender and cannot live with children as a condition of his parole. D.A. Cass Cousins said authorities recently learned that Coyle was living with Chelsea Lehman and her minor children, including Ruby. Because of this, the Department of Corrections issued a warrant for his arrest. Coyle began hiding from law enforcement on September 9th. Ruby went missing on the 11th, and authorities issued the Amber Alert on the belief that Ruby was potentially with Coyle. Chelsea Lehman has been arrested for aiding or harboring a felon and for allowing him contact with her children, which goes against Coyle's supervision conditions as a sex offender. Lehman is in custody pending her initial court appearance. Coyle is in custody on a DOC hold pending the filing of criminal charges after the 3-day manhunt over the weekend. There's a meeting this Saturday in the town of Rome about wake boats. It's on September 20th at 10 a.m. and will be held at the Rome Town Hall. The topic under discussion is a possible wake boat ordinance. This informational meeting is for town residents and property owners who live in the Tri-Lake region. The meeting will include a presentation from the Wisconsin Water Sports Coalition. Town residents will also be given 3 minutes to speak or ask questions. The town board would like to hear what residents think about having an ordinance allowing and or limiting wake boat usage, but they will not be making a final decision at this meeting. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has improved its air quality data map to help the public stay air aware. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The map displays real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network and provides a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The latest updates offer a more intuitive and user-friendly experience, making it easier to stay informed about air quality. One of the updates is a new orange or above AQI filter, which makes it easier for users to quickly identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact health. During periods of poor air quality across Wisconsin, such as ozone advisories or the wildfire smoke events experienced this summer, users can toggle the map filter to provide clear visual guidance to help communities stay informed and make safer decisions.
Wood County and the Opioid Task Force have another round of funding to combat the ongoing opioid crisis in the region. These settlement dollars received from opioid litigation against major pharmaceutical companies aim to address the profound impact of the opioid epidemic. They'll do so through targeted interventions, community support, and long-term solutions. Sue Smith is the director and health officer for the Wood County Health Department. She said the response to their first request for proposals from the community exceeded their expectations in both depth and creativity, along with the number of applicants. Wood County Board Chair Lance Plimmel said, quote, "Funding community-driven ideas isn't just the right thing to do. It's the most effective path toward long-term impact. We're proud to continue this investment," end quote. Applications for funding will be accepted until 4:59 p.m. on October 13th on the Wood County website. There's contradicting guidance surrounding vaccines coming from federal versus state authorities this respiratory virus season. The Federal Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. This is a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months old. Now Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure that anyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the Office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a statement yesterday saying they've reviewed the scientific evidence surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine. The press release says that, quote, based on this review, DHS issued a statewide standing medical order that allows most Wisconsinites who want the vaccine to get it at pharmacies across the state without a prescription, end quote. It goes on to state that DHS recommends the COVID-19 vaccine for Wisconsinites 6 months and older during the fall respiratory virus season. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson says, quote, everyone in Wisconsin should be able to make the choice to protect themselves and their families against COVID-19, and the choice should be based on the best available science and medical recommendations, end quote. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddie Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actress said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.